Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Today's Issues is the name of the program. I'm Tim with Ed, and Steve Jordahl joins us now from Studio Venus. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, everybody.
So, Steve, face mask for you or no?
You know what? I had to go to a doctor's appointment the other day, and they made me put on a face mask. It was the most claustrophobic thing I've had to go through in a long time. It was awful.
You haven't been wearing a mask anywhere?
No.
We wear them when we go like to Lowe's. We care about other
Virtue
people.
Virtue signaler.
We care about other people, Steve. Yeah. We're trying to flatten the curve, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Every day brings a change of a medical opinion on whether they help or not.
Right.
Huh?
Talking about masks.
Masks. They're in my floorboard of my car. I haven't put one on yet. Probably will if I fly.
Yeah.
Or maybe go somewhere. But, I mean, do they really – you get mixed reviews on whether they help or not in terms of catching or – I've heard mostly they keep you from giving it to somebody else should you be sick. Of course, if you're sick, you shouldn't be out in the first place, mask or no mask.
Right.
Of course, I know people say, well, you could be sick and be asymptomatic. Yeah, I'm just doing a survey. So you wear a mask? You do
just
wear a
mask? Just when we went to Lowe's. Just because we just follow orders.
Disposable? You throw them away when you get through?
Yes.
Going to Lowe's?
I'm just a sheep. I just follow whatever the government tells me to do.
A sheep with a mask.
We did really. To be honest, I was afraid they wouldn't let us in if we didn't have a mask. And so we wore one. We went in.
But did you see people in there without masks?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. Both. I saw people with masks, people without masks.
The masks aren't mandatory in Mississippi.
Right.
Maybe they are.
To your point, I don't know whether they work or whether it's just to make people feel better.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I read something the other day over the weekend that said now they're saying maybe you shouldn't wear gloves to the grocery store. You know, they were saying mask and gloves. And now they're saying, well, the virus would probably stick to the gloves and then, you know.
Cause you to contaminate everything you touch.
Yes.
Potentially.
So,
I'm going with that one.
I don't know.
I'm going with that.
I really don't.
I don't want to wear gloves everywhere I go. I do at the gas station. So at least I did when we were all terrified for a couple of weeks.
You need to go find Tim Todd. Have him pump $10 worth of gas for you.
I told you know, fear only works so long. Let's be honest. then we start. I told my friend of mine the other day who said my doctor. You know, my doctor put me on statin. Because my cholesterol's up, says I'm at risk of having a heart attack. And I texted him back and I said, well, I got the same deal. I got hereditary heart disease in my family, so I do take statin, although I'm in really good health. This is me talking right now.
Yeah.
In terms of my heart for every test, of the annual test. But anyway, I told him, yeah, well, what they're going to scare you into grilled chicken and salmon for about 6 months.
Yeah.
I said that'll work on you, and then you're gonna go back to your steak, okay, and your pork chop,
and bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
But I said do it in moderation.
Yeah.
Okay, but anyway, and by the way, I do like grilled chicken. I do like salmon.
I
just don't like them every single meal.
Right.
I got to have a little red meat every once in a while. All right, Steve, go ahead.
I wanted to start, you mentioned that we might talk a little bit about Joe Biden and the lack of interest with the media regarding the accusations against him. Tara Reid is the woman who has alleged that Joe Biden did things to her which are consistent with what the FBI definition of rape is. And she said this weekend on Fox, she said, I think it's shocking that this much time has passed. He's been an actual nominee for president and they're not asking the question. He's been on Anderson Cooper at least twice, and he wasn't asked. It's been worse than that. As of April 15th, they had said that Joe Biden had been asked 81 questions over 2 hours worth of media interviews, 10 interviews. Nobody asked him. This last weekend, nope, he was not on any Sunday shows. He was not on any Sunday shows the week before. CNN interviewed two of his potential running mates. This is Governor Whitmer and Governor Abrams, Georgia's Governor Abrams, who could be his running mate. They were not asked about it. He was asked on The View about his interaction with women, the prior comments about him being too close and touching and smelling of the hair and everything. They asked him about that. He said, yeah, you got to be more careful. But they never brought up
But when was Tara that? Reed. You're talking about Biden?
Biden, yes.
That was a few months ago, though, wasn't it? That interview you're talking about
on The View? No, that was last week.
Oh, was it last week? Okay.
Yes, it was last week.
Okay. And well, go ahead.
One more little thing. We find now that, you know, that we've heard that that Tara Reid's mom called into the Larry King Show. In fact, we have a little recording of that if you want to play. This is cut three.
Let me set this up just a little bit more than you did. You gave a lot of information there, but just for those maybe who missed this story real quickly, what you have is a woman who says she was working as an intern for then Senator Joe Biden back in the 80s, right?
Yep.
80s?
90s.
90s. Okay, she was working as an intern for the senator. When they were alone at one point, he violated her. I won't go in. You can read about that, but he violated her, as Steve said, it's defined as rape by the FBI. Okay. Now, she's made this claim a year ago or so.
She first talked about it as it was happening to her friends.
But she decided not to go public.
It came to light some early this year.
Okay, but at the time she didn't mention it. She only mentioned it to a couple, three people. She didn't go public with the accusation.
Correct.
Okay, so now she's come out and says this happened to me. This allegation. She's alleging that Joe Biden, the senator, did that to her. And what happened was the media is protecting Joe Biden from the questions because it hurts. They don't want to hurt Joe Biden's chances to beat Donald Trump. So the media is all in, as is the Me Too movement. The Me Too don't sexually harass or abuse women. They want to beat Trump too.
Right.
So they don't want to hold Joe Biden to any standard on this. They want to act like it doesn't exist. So... Well, what happened just leads up to this point. What happened was this: Tara Reid's mother, back in the 90s, made a phone call to the popular Larry King program on NBC, on CNN. Everybody remembers Larry King for all those years. Well, so to give more credence to the story that Tara Reid is saying happened to her now, is this call that her mom made to Larry King back in the 90s.
San Luis Obispo, California. Hello.
Yes, hello. I'm wondering what a staffer would do besides go to the press in Washington. My daughter has just left there after working for a prominent senator and could not get through with her problems at all. And the only thing she could have done was go to the press, and she chose not to do it out of respect for him.
Or she had a story to tell, but out of respect for the person she worked for, she didn't tell it.
That's true.
Notice she said she couldn't get through, meaning to me sounding like she tried to tell somebody, but nobody was listening.
No, she said she respected him.
Well, there was some sort of
I'm not saying what Steve said isn't true. I'm just saying she also said that he, out of respect for him. In other words, she didn't want to harm him.
Well, she was supposed to, I think, make the complaint with some sort of government agency. She could not get through. Her only option would have been to go to the media, and she did not, out of respect for this senator, Tara Reid did not want to make it public.
And ruin her life, too.
And
it
probably...
That's what she was advised. If you want to ruin your life, ever get a chance to get a job anywhere again, you don't say anything about this.
Right.
But now, go ahead.
I was going to say, now CNN kept the phone numbers and their corresponding addresses for all callers in the 90s, and I read over the weekend, this call came from Tara Reid's mom's house. So that was Tara Reid's mother, the accuser. Tara Reid.
But CNN won't even talk about this story
on air, right? And it's
Google took down the video clip.
Yes,
Google Play removed the it has every episode of Larry King Live, and all of a sudden this one from August 11th has disappeared.
You talk about all in.
Yes.
Huh? I mean, the media and the Me Too movement, they just decided if it means we have to sell our soul.
Right.
Or what integrity we have left, if it means we have to, we are all in on beating President Trump. And if we do anything to harm Joe Biden, we're going to be complicit with the reelection of Donald Trump. And that is the worst possible thing that can happen for mankind.
Right.
You know who is talking about this, interestingly enough, and it might bear some fruit. The Bernie Bros are really upset that this isn't getting any play. Because they...
Who are the Bernie Bros?
The Bernie Bros are supporters of Bernie Sanders, the hardcore left socialist, younger people mostly, and they are not lining up behind Joe Biden.
They don't like Biden anyway. They think he's a corporate Democrat.
Well,
they're Bernie people.
They don't like the fact that Bernie, the nomination was stolen from Bernie in 2016.
Right.
And they're not about to let it happen again. So they want this brought to light. But other than them and maybe Fox News and you and I, very few people are talking about this.
Ed, why is this?
Well, this is interesting because... There's some talk over the weekend. We discussed this in our story meeting this morning. I think as this Tara Reid scandal grows, and really I'm talking as much about the media complicity and not reporting it as anything else, I think that Joe Biden is going to come under increasing pressure to drop out and not even go to the convention. So what happens to Bernie Sanders? Bernie Sanders has only suspended his campaign. He has not dropped out. He still has delegates. There are still primaries to come. What happens to Bernie Sanders as the number two delegate getter?
I want to know what Bernie Sanders himself says about this accusation. And Joe Biden was the one who said during the Kavanaugh hearings, all women must be believed.
Bernie Sanders has endorsed Joe Biden.
He has.
So has Nancy Pelosi. So have all the other former candidates. But and they all knew about this Tara Reid thing.
But they've been in cahoots with CNN and MSNBC and the New York Times and others to don't ask us about this.
Right.
You know what
right.
I find interesting, and it might play into this. I don't want to give the mainstream media the benefit of the doubt, but my question is, why has Joe Biden been absent from the Sunday talk shows? You would think that if they're all in to getting him there, they'd give him a platform. I think the answer could be, A, they're kind of afraid of what he'll sound like when on a live interview, but B, his staff might have put a condition on him coming on the air that you don't ask about this.
It's both.
And the networks refuse to go along with that.
Let me ask you this. If you're Jake Tapper or you're Anderson Cooper, do you want to be the guy whose interview, when you asked Vice President Joe Biden about this, your interview with Biden is the thing that sinks
right.
him? Who wants right. to be that person?
You will be destroyed by your colleagues.
Yes.
Huh?
You had to ask him the question.
Right.
He fumbled it and lost the nomination because of that. Who wants to be that person?
Yeah.
You got to know that Biden has thought through what happens if I'm asked this, and he has. I mean, they could throw him a softball question. Hey, you've been accused of such and such. Oh no, it never happened, and it's somebody's a disgruntled ex-employee. And
I don't want to hear about the Me Too movement anymore from CNN or any of these others. They're such phonies. Judge Kavanaugh, Justice Kavanaugh now, and then Senator Joe Biden, let's just for argument's sake say that they're guilty of what they've been accused of. First of all was Judge Kavanaugh by this professor from California.
Christy Blasey Ford.
Yeah. She was flown all the way to Washington, D.C. by Dianne Feinstein to sit before a Senate panel and talk about when she was a teenager at a party that Brett Kavanaugh was at. He groped me. Isn't it what she said?
Yes.
She didn't ever accuse him of rape, did she? I don't think so.
No.
So he and his buddy groped me, right?
We're all drinking.
Right.
The accusation was that he held her down on the bed and she was afraid that he was going to,
okay.
But he didn't.
All right, let's just say he did that when he was 18, whatever. Now, you compare that, that the media went wild with that, right? That should be disqualifying. All the Democratic senators were saying, we believe the woman, we believe her. He should not be allowed to be on the Supreme Court because of this. Those same people, now, when confronted with this scenario, a powerful United States senator taking advantage sexually of an intern and who says he raped her, basically, and we've talked about this earlier, and yet this same media who went all, and these same Democrats who went all after Brett Kavanaugh, don't have anything to say,
right,
about this situation and whether this woman should have a chance to be believed or what the credibility of her story. And now we have this call that we heard a few minutes ago back from the 90s on the Larry King show, which seems to, that gives credibility, more credibility to the claims of Tara Reid now, that this indeed happened to her. You also said, so these people, by these people, I mean the mainstream media and the Democrats and the feminists on the Me Too side, Me Too movement, and they're not all feminists. You can be a conservative and be against sexual abuse and
sexual harassment.
Like most are.
Yeah, like we are. But they don't have anything to say. So, as I said, they have sold their soul to Joe Biden, to Joe Biden's election chances, so they can take out Orange Man.
Right.
Right? So now, listen, conservatives at the time, and many fair-minded people, when Kavanaugh was going through what he was going through, was, okay, are you really Democrats, is this your standard? Because it isn't my standard. I have a hard time with somebody, even Tara Reid, coming forward 30 years after something happened, supposedly. And you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I got a problem with that. I don't care, Republican, conservative, that just seems wrong to me. But if that's the standard we're going to adopt, then Democrats, you got to live by it too. And what they're saying is, no, we don't. If it's a Republican or a conservative, then he's guilty without any evidence.
Right.
If it's a liberal or a Democrat, with the exception of Al Franken,
right,
but he was somebody they could throw into the bus with as a token symbol to the, then there must be evidence to support, and if there is evidence, we don't want to hear it.
Right. That's right. And we're not going to talk about it.
We're not going to talk about it. So just. Why do you think they're doing this, Ed? Is it my reason that they can't? They know that Joe Biden's their only shot to take out Hitler, and they got to stay with him even if he did rape this woman,
because he's the last man standing in terms of the primary season. He is going to be the Democratic nominee. He is the one we're going to hope in, because he might even pick a woman as a vice. He promised he's going to pick a woman as a vice presidential candidate. And we cannot derail that. And furthermore, I don't want to be the person who derails that. And then I never get invited back to all the big parties either.
So they really don't believe in ending sexual harassment, or it just depends on who you are.
They want to weaponize it. They want to use it when it is politically expedient to use it. Like against Kavanaugh. Didn't Joe Biden say, I think, Steve, you may know, didn't Joe Biden say we need to believe all women?
Well, he's been doing a mea culpa tour of late because of the Anita Hill thing that he was involved with, and
he gave her a Clarence Thomas nomination,
and so yeah, he has been taking quite the contrite "I'll believe all women" line. I don't know whether those exact words ever came out of his mouth, but I do know that he has been very sympathetic to the Me Too movement.
All right, next story.
I want to introduce you to a shop owner. This is an owner of a salon in Washington State. Her name is Jamie Black Lewis. She applied for one of those paycheck protection loans so she could keep her employees employed. She got it. She called the employees to tell them that they were still employed, and she was met with what she called a torrent of hatred. Why? Because these people were making more on unemployment plus the government handout, a bonus because of the coronavirus, than they would be if they were working for her. Exactly what Lindsey Graham had warned about. It is happening.
You mean the employees got angry?
Yes, they didn't want their pay. They didn't want to work for her because they were making more with the $600 a month plus $600 a week they get plus
unemployment.
You would have to make more than $62,000 a year in order to make out better keeping your job than you would unemployment plus the $600 a week.
So the employees got angry?
Yes.
Oh, man.
And I talked to somebody at Heritage Foundation who says that it's happening a lot. That in fact they find that it's going to increase just the fact that you can make more on unemployment plus the $600 the government is offering you a week than by keeping your job. That alone will increase unemployment by roughly 13.9 million people. And cost the economy between $955 billion to $1.49 trillion, just that loophole alone.
But isn't that temporary?
Yes.
Well,
okay, so let's say you're a person who says, you know what, I can sit at the house the next 2 months and make more than I can if I go work, even though there are jobs available, some jobs available, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but if you get to the end of those 2 months and you've taken that money and then your employer realizes that you could have come back to work, are they going to be likely to hire you back? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, that's going to reflect poorly on your character, I guess. Your
it is kind of a cut off your nose to spite your face kind of a deal. But you can probably be assured that the government, the Democrats in Congress are going to come up and extend that loan, because you know the unemployment is millions and millions of people, and they're not going to be able to get back to work on the first week that everything opens back up. So I have a feeling that the $600 a week is going to be extended. Plus, if you worked at a place like a salon or something else where it was kind of a entry-level job, you're probably not very worried about keeping that.
Yeah, this is going to run cross grain against human nature. And human nature, and everybody knows this, that if you can make more money being out of work than you can being employed, what are you going to choose to do? Well, certain percentage are going to work no matter what, but there's going to be a significant percentage that are going to go, show me the money, I think.
Show me the money and the channel flipper.
That's right.
Thanks, Steve.
Oh, what a world, man.
My pleasure.
Thank you for sharing all that good news with us.
I know. Yeah. Got a ton of it.
Just a fountain of encouragement today, Steve Jordahl. Ladies and gentlemen, all right. Thank you for joining us. If you want to send us an email, comments@afr.net is our address, comments@afr.net. We thank you for listening, and we shall see you back here tomorrow.